Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Ayin Ches, and today's shiur is sponsored in loving memory of Mr. Leslie Hertz Eliezer ben Yeshaya, whose yahrzeit is the 12th of Av. Again, sponsored by his family, Leslie Hertz Eliezer ben Yeshaya. We thank the family for the sponsorship. The Torah that we learned today should be an aliyah for the neshama. Okay, so let's get into Ayin Ches in Baseches Baba Kama. As we continue, we have a couple of days left to Perek Merubah, and as we know, looking back over the last couple of weeks at Perek Merubah, it is one of the most jam-packed prakim in all of Shas, as maybe towards the end of the Perek we'll review all of the Shas topics that that have come up throughout, besides the ones that relate specifically to Geneva, Kefal and Dala Vehei, as we have discussed, and Knossos in general, but even as we had yesterday, and the last two, a couple of days, we had issues of Tumah Vatara, and Paraduma, and Tumas Ochlin, other major topics as well. So let's again pick up on Ayin Zayin Mabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom, as we discussed the sugyas of Chiyav of Dal Vahey and the fact that Kilayim are excluded from Dal Vahey. So if we look at the first wide line, start with again the first wide line in Ayin Zayin Mabez, says the Gemara, V'chol O L'rabosu. We use the word O to include earlier. Are we talking about whether an animal that is Kilayim, that is made up from of two different animals, an offspring of two different parent animals, so is Kilayim allowed to be a karban? No. Is Kilayim chayef dal vehei? If I steal a Kilayim animal, so am I chayef dal vehei? We know there are two, we mentioned earlier already in this parak, the two types of Kilai Behema. We're obviously talking about only one of them here. There's cross-working, that's Kilai Behema regarding Avodah. That's not what we're talking about here. We had that earlier in the previous parak, but the Kilai Behema of cross-breeding. And if one has the offspring of a cross-bred animal, so that is the Shiloh here, whether one is going to be Chayv or not for shechting that animal. So the Gemara discussed it both by Dal Vahey and by Karban. So the Gemara now says, and we said, oh, Larabo says Akilayim, we said by one context, and by the other context, we said the opposite. So now the Gemara says, V'chol O L'rabosu, is it really true that we would use O to include, but V'hatanya, but we know Kilayim is excluded. V'hatanya Shar O Chesef Prat L'Kilayim. O A's Prat L'Nidbek. Kilayim is excluded. You're not allowed to bring a carbon that is Kilayim. One is allowed to get Hana from a mule. One is allowed to get Hana. One is not allowed to crossbreed animals. Once it is created, though, one is allowed to get Hana from that. It's not like Kilai HaKerem of the vine, where one is not allowed to get Hana from. So, Kilayim is excluded. So you see, O is to exclude. O A is the Prat L'Nidmeh. O by written by A's, there, Shar Ochas of O A's, is excluding a Nidmeh. What's a Nidmeh? A Nidmeh, as Rashi explains here, is an animal that does not look like its parent animals. De eno dome la aviv velo leimo sheba me'ayo verachel vidome leiz. Both of those are excluded from bringing them as a karban. So ask the Gemara, how can you say oh previously is to include, oh is to exclude? So Amar Rava, hacha meinyana dekrava, hacha meinyana dekrav. It depends on the context of the pasuk. That's how you know what O is going to do. Hacha gabi geneva, by geneva, by dalav hey dechsiv. As the Mishnah said back in the beginning of our perek, that it only applies to ba'alei chayim. Dalav hey. So hacha gabi geneva dechsiv shor oseh. She'i ata yochol lohotzi kilayim mibeneihem. It is impossible to create an offspring from an ox and a sheep together. So, memela kilayim would be excluded, because you can't create kilayim from the two animals listed. Oh, larabos kilayim. So it must be, if you have an extra pasuk, it's to include, because we would have excluded, so that comes along the pasuk, oh, to include kilayim in the iser of dalad, in the chiv of dalad vehei. Gabi kodshim dechsiv kesev ve'ez, but by karbanos, where it says, Shar o chesev o eiz, shata yachol lohotzi kilayim ibn ayem. If you have a sheep and a goat, chesev and eiz, those can be used, and one could create offspring from them, so Kelayim would be included if you didn't have anything else. So, oh, Lema'idu. That's why O would be Lema'id. O would come to exclude in that case, because the extra word always does what we wouldn't have thought had the Torah not mentioned it. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. V'agabi kachim nami. No, Marzwani, he's going to say it by kachim. Right, what would we just be medayit by kachim? There are three animals listed by Kachim at the beginning of the Yontif Laning in Emor. Shar o chesev o eis ki valet. So he just said, oh, chesev and eis are put togetherable, and therefore we would have included Kilayim, comes along the O to exclude Kilayim. But what about the first two? Shar o chesev. You cannot be motzi kilayim from between them, the nirbi, and therefore we should include, the pasuk o should be to include it, because we would have excluded from shor ochesef. So Gemara says, be the seifa lamai, reishanami lamai. No, since word two and three together would teach us to include, and therefore the word must be teaching me to exclude lamait. So reishanami lamait, the first two words also we must understand in that way. Says the Gemara Adarabba, just the opposite. Me the Resha Larabos, Seifa Nami Larabos. From the Resha, from the fact that the first two words are coming to be Marbe, because naturally they would not be included, and therefore we would say O Larabos, so Seifa Nami Larabos. So why wouldn't we include it? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Taimai. Fine, if you would say that the psukim by Karbanos are coming to exclude the Istrachtre Miute. That's why I know I would understand why you have to have two exclusions. It says the word O twice. Shar O Chesem O Ace. The Afagav to Imit Kilayim Itzrich Lemute Nitme. Because you understand, even though I have one exclusion to exclude Kilayim, which is a total animal that was created, I would still need another exclusion to exclude Nidme, because Nidme's parents are fine, it just looks different. So I might not have excluded Nidme from being able to be used as a karban. So that's why you need another exclusion. That's why to say that the O's are exclusionary makes sense, because that's why you would need two. Ela'i amret l'rabos, but if you say they're coming to include shrei ribuye lama, why would I need two to include? Hashta kilayim irbile, nidme mi ba'i. Once you include kilayim, which is very far from being a normally produced animal, so nidme mi ba'i, so surely nidme, would I even have a shayla about nidme? Of course nidme will be included. That's why it's easier to understand, says the Gemara, if these O's are ba lama'it and not if they're ba l'rabos. The Rashba asks simply, the Rashba says, well, if you only had one l'rabos, maybe I would have only included Nidme. I wouldn't have included Kilayim. So how do you even know? Kashali. Or you say, oh, if you have one inclusion, you would have already included Kilayim, so surely Nidme. Maybe I would have only included Nidme. Kashali as the Rashba, Dilma, Iloksiv Elachad Ribui, Havi Mukmina Lele Nidme. Maybe I would have understood it as including Nidme, Avo Kelayim Asur. That's why you need two Ribuis. So why does the Gemara end with a question? Maybe one Ribui I wouldn't have included both. So the Gemara, the Rashba says Valesa. No, I wouldn't have understood it that way. To call Demar Binon, may or show the Chesev, Kilayim Arbina Velo Nidme. You would have gone straight to Kilayim to include. The O by Shar O'Chesev. Read the first two words in the Pasuk. Shar O'Chesev, they cannot be cross-breeded. Klomar, Oso She'i Ata Yachol O'Tzio Mi Beinayim. Taino Kilayim Asa O V'Rabye. O would include what you cannot create between them. Avol Nidme She'efshal Ho'Tzio Mi'em Klomar Me'echon Me'hem Ilav Dike Ribu Yachrini Lo Avim Yachdinan Le'Vahachis. The Rashba says, because I wouldn't have thought that it needed to be included, and that's why the Gemara ends off with a question that it only works better for the Miyut and not for the Ribui. We have mentioned often, but it's always good to mention it again, when Kilayim comes up, and the five types of Kilayim that are forbidden by the Torah, all discussed in Maseches Kilayim, in Seder Zra'im. We have the two, the Kilay Zra'im and Kilay Hakerem, the two types of Kilayim that relate to the ground. Again, differences between them. Kilay Hakerem is more Chamor, being Asur Bahana, Pentukta Shamleah Zera Asher Tizra, and Kilay Begadim, also called Shatnez, that's discussed at the end of Maseches Kilayim, different the days of what's Daraisa, what's Darabanan. And as we mentioned, the two types of Kilay behema, which are usher to create, but again, and usher to work, cross breed. But we mentioned by the cross breeding also, it is only an isser to create, but not an isser to get hana'a from. The Ramban in Parshas Kedosha discusses why that is. Right, the isser is to create and not to get benefit from. V'hatam b'kilayim, says the Ramban. The tam is as follows what he thinks. Ki Hashem bara haminim ba'olam. And the Ramban, the Sefer Chinuch discusses this similarly by the isser of basar b'chalav. When the Chinuch talks about basar b'chalav, he also talks about this type of idea. I don't think he quotes the Ramban there, if I remember, but he talks about the same idea. Hashem created everything. He created animals, he created plants, he created flowers. And he created within them the power to reproduce themselves eternally. As long as Hashem wants the world to keep going, so Hashem gives the power to these plants and animals to keep going. Parenthetically, there is a machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam in general. Many Rishonim, like the Ramban I think also, hold that the concept that we say Hashem is machadish b'chol yom tamid, that Hashem is willing the world to keep existing every second. Every second Hashem is injecting into the world life. Every second, and if one second Hashem would stop, so then it wouldn't exist. The Rambam believes in that, but in a little different conceptual way. The Rambam emphasizes in more than one place. One place in the end of Shmona Prakim, in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos, the Rambam says that's not what we believe. We believe that Hashem set up a system. It's as if he turned on the motor and he's watching over the motor. But the laws of nature, once Hashem created gravity, once Hashem created all the laws of everything that takes place, we don't have to say, says the Rambam, that every second he is recreating those laws. No, he created it once, and now he's allowing it to continue. He's obviously being mashkiach. It's a little different nuance in terms of how to understand mechadish b'chol yom tamid. The Rambam says it's a perfect system that Hashem set up, not that Hashem sets up. And he's mahave it still, that's true. But it's not that it's mechadesh in the same way as the Ramban. And that fits to their larger worldview as well. But the Ramban here says that Hashem created all different types of beings, and he keeps creating them. V'tziva b'kochab sheyotziu liminehem. V'lo yishtanu la'ad v'olam. They should never change. V'hu sibas ha'mishkav shenarbiya be'emo zuhum zu l'kiyim aminim. That is why, says the Ramban, we're only allowed to crossbreed animals that can continue to procreate with each other. And here's the key line. If somebody tries to put together two different species of animals, you are contradicting my sabratius. As if I'm saying to God, you forgot one. As Hashem, this is also a good thing to have in the world. As if you're telling Hashem that he didn't finish everything. Yes, we say that there are certain things that are ki'ilu nasashutaf, right? If the Chazal say if somebody judges a din la'amito, they're nasashutaf la'kadosh baruch hu ma'aseh bereishis. That's a good shutaf. This is a bad shutaf, says the Ramban. That if somebody tries to create something that Hashem didn't create, it's as if they're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they didn't finish the job, and therefore Hashem assers it, right? And this is the Ramban about playing God. Playing God, we're not supposed to play God, we're not supposed to create, so Poskim use this in the sugya of cloning, in terms of creation of animals, people, whatever it is, but this is an important Ramban that he discusses the idea of Kilai. Okay, so let's continue. It does relate also to the machlokas we mentioned a couple weeks ago between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether the Isser of Kilayim Daraisa is by any two different animals, that's what the Ramban seems to say, that's what the Rosh says. If you remember, the Rambam says that it has to be one kosher, one non-kosher. If you have two different kosher or two different non-kosher animals, the Rambam says that's an Isser Drabanan, not an Isser Daraisa. According to the Ramban Svara, it should apply to even to kosher animals, right, that weren't meant to be together, right? That also should apply if I be mishane umachish b'maisa brachus. Either way, so that might be the other Rishonim Lishita, so in the Rambam might have a different view. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what did we do, Lamaskana? We included Kilayim for Dalet V'Hei, and we excluded Kilayim from being a carbon. Says the Gemara. Ella, Hadama Rava, about the 10th line or so, Hadama Rava, Zebana Av. We have a statement that Rava said. Zebana Av. This is a Binyan Av. Binyan Av is a limud that the Torah says one thing in one spot, and it's meant to be expanded, right? One of the Yud Gimel, one of the Midos, Shatarded Reshes Behen. I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, right, at the beginning of our Perek, when we had the two Dafim, remember the beginning of Merubah, we had the two Dafim related to all different Limudim. So we mentioned that there are three different lists of the Midos, Shatarded Reshes Behen. We have the list of 7, the list of 13, which is the most famous one, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, and the list of 32, right? Three different lists that we have in Bryce's in various places in Chazal. So Binyan Av is also one of the Midos. Hada Marava Zebana Av. Komalkam Shinemar Se Einu Ela Lahotzi Esakilayim Lamai Hilchasa. Rava makes a statement. The word Se is to exclude Kilayim. So what halachic context is he referring to? Where does it say Se that we would exclude Kilayim from that? Lamai Hilchasa. Ela Kachim. And it's a Binyan Av, meaning somewhere it doesn't say it explicitly, and we use the Binyan Av to apply in that halachic context. So, where? So, ilu kachim, does he mean by karbanas to exclude? So, behedyik sibahu. But we've been talking about that, it says that explicitly. Sharo chesef, prala kilayim. You don't need Rav's binyan av to exclude kilayim from karbanos, right? We know that explicitly from this context. Ilu meiser, if it's for meiser, that if one has kilayim that are born, that they're not chayiv and meiser, the mitzvah of meiser behema, takas talaf yalaf b'kachim. We already have a gzeira shava comparing other kachim to meiser, one of the kachay kalim. So you already know that from the gzeira shava. You don't need this binyan av. Let's finish the line and then we'll get back to meiser. Ilu bechor, is it referring to bechor behema tahora, which also we discussed earlier in this parak, bechor behema tahora, so ha'avar yalaf b'meiser. You know that from Meiser. So you learn Meiser from Kachim. You learn Bechor from Meiser, which is interesting. Sounds like Lamed Min HaLamed. Inami, or Nidme Amart Lo. Or we already know that Nidme is already excluded from Bechor. Dechsiv Ach Bechor Shor, Achi Yeheh Hushar U Bechor Oshar, Kilaimi Boy. Or it's a Svar, of course Kilaim would be excluded. If even Nidme is excluded from Bechor, so surely Kilaim, which is more of a Psul. So that's the question. The Binyan Av that Rava says, what is it referring to? It can't be referring to all of these because we already know them explicitly. So the Gemara is going to say, Lamaskana, what it's referring to. But before we do the last step, just remember by Meiser. So what do you mean Meiser? What is excluded from Meiser? So we said it, we compare it to Kachim. Rashi and Tosafot discuss what word is being focused on in Meiser. Rashi says, Meiser Behema, the Afal Gav Delok Siv Beiseh, El Etzon. Doesn't even say set by Meiser. It says sown at the end of a Yikra. Kamara, but the Apostle Rava still says that is enough for the Psul. Tosfos and Ela Meiser. Pirish, have ki'ilu ksiv beiseh. It's as if it says seh because of the Xer Shava from Bechor. Right, Rashi says, you're using the word sown. Tosfos and Rashi argue exactly what word is being discussed here. But the mitzvah of Meiser Behema, to talk about it for a moment, we discussed Bechor earlier in the parak, so let's talk a little bit about Meiser Behema now. The Torah tells us in the end of Ayikra that there is a mitzvah to give Meiser Behema. What is the mitzvah? The pasuk tells us, two psukim related. After talking about Meiser Haaretz, Meiser Sheni, says the Torah, V'echo Meiser Bakar Vatzon, it applies to cattle and sheep. V'echo Meiser Bakar Vatzon, Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShavet, anything that goes under the staff, the stick, the Shavet, from that phrase we learn how to do Meiser, right, under the stick, Ha'asiri Yeh Kodesh Lashem. Right, the 10th one will be Kodesh. Lo Yivaker Beitov L'Rav Lo Yemirenu, and don't try to switch it. right? Don't try to do tamura, to switch the animals. Another separate iser. But that's the halacha, meiser, behema. What does one have to do? As we know, Rashi quotes here, k'shevala asran, motzian bepesach zeh achar zeh. When we're ready to give meiser from our cattle, from our sheep, we let them go through a pesach one after another. V'ha'asiri makeh b'shevet savua b'sikra. And the tenth one we hit with a stick that is colored with some paint. Lios nikar shehu meiser. Right, to make it nikar, to make it when all the animals go through, I'll remember which one is meiser. Keno sel litzlaim va'agalim shalkanavashana. So do I should do that to all the calves and all the little sheep from each year, right? Meiser behema, as we know, separated each year. One of the Rosh Hashanahs, Rosh Hashanah of meiser behema, but that is meiser. What's the halacha? It's a karban. The Torah says, ye kodesh lashem. Karban, Rashi, li karev l'mizbeach damo ve'emurav v'habasar nechal labaylam. Rashi says, v'feirish, this is a karban that is not given to the Kohanim. It's b'chor behema tahora that's given to the Kohanim. The meiser is a karban that you, the owner, bring up and offer. V'habasar nechal labaylam, and the basar is eaten by the baylam. Shaharei lo nimna im shar manas kahuna, because it is not counted in the other manas kahuna, velo matzinu shehe basaro nasun lakohanim. That is Rashi. Rashi beferish. That's what Rishonim say. There is though a Ritfin Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalid, and the Nitziv in the Hamak Davar here at the end of Bechukose points it out, that maybe there is an idea of giving Meiser to a Kohen also. Even though it's not one of the obligations, not one of the Manas Kahuna, there is a Deya in the Ritva in Shabbos, in the Sugyas of the Parah of Ablazim and Azariah. And here, at the end of Vayikra, the Nitziv says, if you look in Divrei Hayomim, there is a Pasuk that tells us, that seems to say that they used to give it to the Kohanim. Lonis Bar Yafe, says the Nitziv, Lumi Magia HaMeiser, Uba B'Kabbalah, and it comes B'Kabbalah, continues the Nitziv, the Meiser behema lebailim, even though the Kabbalah goes to the Bailim, like Rashi says, Mikol Mako Matsina Bedivra Hayamim Beis Lamad Alavav, Ubnei Yisrael Yehuda Vegomer Meiser Bakar Vatzon Vegomer Harehe Viola Kohanim. So he says there is an idea that they used to give it to the Kohanim, and again, there's a day in the Ritva, but Ruba of the Rishonim, the Sefer Achinuch, and Rashi right here, and all the Rishonim say that it is not. But it goes to the owner. And we always like to quote Rav Palm's thought on Meiser Behema, of why Meiser Behema must be done. It's a Din D'oraisa, the Meiser Behema is done this way. It says, Yavar Tachaz HaShevet, right? It goes under the staff. Why don't we just get 10%? Right, count up all of our animals and get 10% and give that to the owners. Why is it give that to the bring that as a karban for the owner? Why is it that we have to do it in this tedious way? 1, 2, count through. So Rav Palm says to give 10% of one's animals is not so simple. Not so simple. It's a lot of percentage. You know, we might think to give 10%. So the Rav Palm says the Torah tells us to do this. Count them out. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 9 for me, 1 for Hashem. It's to emphasize, you know, what we have. We realize we have 90%. We realize we have 9, and then maybe it won't be so hard to give 1 to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Okay, let's get, that's a little bit about Meiser Behema. And again, Bechor we discussed earlier in the parak. So we still had a question, though. Rava made this Binyan Av. Binyan Av, that somewhere se excludes kilayim. So where does it exclude kilayim where it's not written beferish? So Ella says the Gemara ki itmar de Rava leinyan petach hamor. It's regarding petach hamor. Kiditznan, as the Mishnah says in Bechoros, ein podin. We do not use petach hamor, as we know, a firstborn donkey that's owned by a Jew. Even though the Gemara earlier in the parak used the language of kadosh, doesn't really mean kadosh. It means it has a status. There's a status to that animal, and what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that I have to take a sheep, and I have to change the status of the chamor with the sheep. I give the sheep to the kohen, and then I'm able to keep the chamor. So, says the Mishnah, ain't potent. Lo be'egel, v'lo b'chaya, v'lo b'shchuta, v'lo b'treifa. I'm not allowed to redeem with an egel, right, with another cow, with a cow, v'lo b'chaya, right, not with a type of chaya I'm not allowed to use. Like Rashi says, tzvi v'ayal, even a kosher chaya or a non-kosher, v'lo b'shchuta, even if I'm going to use a seh, it has to be a live seh, not a shechted one, v'lo b'treifa, not a treifa, v'lo b'kilayim, there it is, you can't use kilayim to redeem your chamor with, v'lo b'koy, and not with a koy, which is a suffik chaya, suffik behema. So that's what's excluded. That's what Rava's statement is telling me. Uli Rabbi Elazar, the matzer bekilayim, but according to Rabbi Elazar, who allows petach hamar with kilayim? It's not in the Mishnah, says there. Rabbi Elazar matzer bekilayim. Maybe they shoot seh, because you could look at it as a seh. L'mahil chasav. So back to the question. According to Rabbi Elazar, what is Rava's binyanav teaching me? Amar l'cha Rabbi Elazar, ki itzmar de Rava. When Rava said his statement to exclude, when Rava said his statement to exclude kilayim, L'tameh shenolad min hatar v'ibura min hatameh. It was to exclude this type of animal. If you have a non-kosher animal who has a non-kosher father, even though it has a kosher mother, a non-kosher father, so that's the animal that is being excluded. Right? Rashi says, for example, parash yolda sus v'aviv sus, a cow that gives birth to a horse. A cow and a horse mate, and a horse is produced. In those cases, it's usher teeth. Even the mother, right, you might say, what's the other rule usually? Hayotze min hatahar tahar, hayotze min hatame tame. Right, so you might say, what do you mean? It's a kosher animal. Kosher animal because this came out of a cow. The answer is no, because it mated with a horse, so it is excluded. That is what the Rav is binyan av would exclude according to Rabbi Elazar. Udilo k'Rabbi Yoshua, and this would not fit according to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, which would be fine, because Rabbi Yeshua would hold, like, let's say, the first opinion. The Rabbi Yoshua, because from Rabbi Yeshua, I know that from a different pasuk, misek savim v'se izim nafgalei. You know it from sek savim v'se izim achi aviv keves v'imo kivsa. That's how I know what you would have to do for Petach Hamar. So you know it from a different pasuk. Utahara says, finishing up this little section, V'tahara mitameya mima abra. So one second. Can a tahora and a tameya animal mate and produce a child? Is that to produce an offspring? Does that really work? So the Gemara says, yes, to Kaimalan, because we hold the abar mikalut karebi shimin. It's possible from a kalut like Rabbi Shimon. What does that mean? What's a kalut? So Rashi explains, what if you have a kosher animal that does not have split hooves? It was mutated. It's an animal that, like a nidme. A nidme is also a mutation. But, it came from regular parents, source animals, and it produced. So here too, a kalut, Rashi says on top, kalut parsosav kulutos vanova minatar. Right, an animal that is considered non-kosher, according to Rabbi Shimon, because it looks not kosher, even though its parents are kosher. Rabbi Shimon karele tame, Rashi says on top. Rabbi Shimon calls that animal tame because of a limud. It says gamal two times to teach me whether it's a gamal that comes from a gamla or a gamal hanole menapara, afile brasa menatar, mishar gamor. Rabbi Shimon argues that it's a machlokes rishonim. So yes, that is an example from that type of non-kosher, in quotes, non-kosher animal, there could be reproduction. And that's the tameh that was being referred to earlier in our sugya. Interesting, one line on the bottom just struck me on the third to last line that we just read on the previous Amud, the Rabbi Yeshua, misek savim v'se izim nafgalei. Right? Misek savim. So if you read that quickly without focusing on what the words mean, it looks like the word Moshe. But you read it, misek savim v'se izim. So there was a story, or if it was a made-up story, or not a made-up story, you could believe the story, it's not, that they once asked one of the great Gedolim, I don't know, fill in the blank, that how many times did it say the word Moshe in the Torah? So if you put it into the computer, it says Moshe, the word Moshe, 649 times. But if you look closely, there's one of them that's not really Moshe. Right, so somebody, they asked one of the Gedolim, it says that this many times, they say, oh, that's one extra. What do you mean one extra? This is a computer. No, it's one extra. One of the words is Miseh, not Moshe. Right, if you look in Perek Yudbeis in Shmos, by the Karban Pesach, Mihios Miseh. So it's the same words, so a computer might not pick up on it, but if you're somebody who knows the Torah by heart, so then it could be careful that it is Miseh. Okay, anyway. So back to the top of Amud Beis here. Important Lumdus question. Rabbi Shimon, it's Machlokas Tanoim. If you have this kosher animal that was born looking not kosher, it did not have the siman, and we know an animal needs split hooves and chew its cud, but this animal did not have split hooves. So it's a machlokes tanaim whether this is a kosher animal, whether you consider this kosher or not, which relates to the general lumdish machlokes, whether simanim of a behemah, Are they siman or are they siba? Are they, because this animal has two kosher signs, is that the reason that it is kosher? It's the siba. Or are these simanim a reflection that this is a kosher animal? Meaning, oh, now I know it's a kosher animal. But let's say I know it's a kosher animal without this simanim. So would it still be a kosher animal? Did these simanim create the kashrus, or they're a reflection of the kashrus? Right? That's the subject of the Safas Paneach, the Rugged Shover, at the beginning of Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros. Right? Are they siman or are they siba? So this is a nafkamina. Because you know this is a kosher animal, because it came from two kosher parents. But it looks not kosher. So it's missing one of the simanim. So is it kosher or not? Or the question we dealt with in the past, the way that using certain modern science, you could create a fish, a kosher fish, right? All the whole source of the fish is from kosher genetic material, but you could create the fish without scales. Create it without one of the kosher signs. So is that going to be a kosher animal? Is that going to be a kosher fish? Do you need the simanim for the kashrus? Or do we say that the kashrus are just simanim, literally? They're simanim and not sibot, and that is the shiloh. So that's interesting. But it also relates to the, let's say, the spiritual danger. We say that non-kosher material and food are poison. So does this make it poison now? It's the same, it's from the parent animals. So the fact that it doesn't have a siman, that makes it not kosher, and all the mitamte mesalev ideas of something that's not being kosher, would that work here, right? As the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Kuf Mem Zayim, when he talks about, kashrus, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the ultimate doctor. Right, do we trust the doctor? Do you not trust the doctor? You go to a doctor, he says, this is your diet that you need. This is what you need to live. This is what's best for you. So we generally don't question. Somebody went to medical school, who went through all of the training. They know what's best. So we wouldn't question them. So now, what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says in Kuf Mem Zayin, talking about the Isser of Chelev. Right, we know there's kosher fat, that's shuman, and non-kosher fat is chelev. So the Sefer HaChinuch says there that he refers to what he wrote already earlier by the mitzvah Ayin Gimel, by the Isser of Trefa. That's where he talks about it at length. I'll read it from here, because it's open here. Kimiyos haguf kli la nefesh, ubotifa kosher pulosaha, ulafi zakuso vitu mizgo, yavin derech hanefesh achachma tenunabo. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's good for our soul. The yamin la atzasa, the yelech achareha. And therefore we have to realize that. Kilafi ma'achalam yispael haguf bebriyasa becholi. The food that we eat affects our health. Every day, our body gets worn out. And therefore, it was Chazdei Hashem that He allows us, He clues us into what's good for our neshama, and what's good and what creates eternity for our nefesh. Because after our body is not here anymore, after 120 years, our nefesh needs to live eternally. And the stronger we make our nefesh, the better place it's going to be. After 120, after the Prizdor is over, and we come to the Traklin, so the more we fill it up with mitzvos, so that's the healthier it'll be. So we have to trust the doctor in that way. So this type of case where it comes from, you know, two kosher source animals. So is that going to be a reflection that this is terrible for my neshama? Right. That's the machlokas tanoim, and that's the question in Lamdis in the Achron in the Safas Paneach. Keep in mind also the Rambam Pshita, and the Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam as he always does, that there's a mitzvah to check the simanim of an animal. Where we're talking about the simanim here of an animal. The Rambam and the Chinuch quote this. The Chinuch quote this, and it comes from the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ma'achalas Asuros, when he talks about all the isurim related to kashrus, the Rambam interestingly counts a separate mitzvahs asay to check. Of course, there's an isur not to eat not kosher, but the Rambam also has mitzvahs asay. The first four in Ma'achalas Asuros. Number one, livdok b'simanim b'hema v'chaya lahavdil bein tmeah l'torah. To check the simanim. To know what's kosher, what's not kosher. Number two, livdok b'simanei ha'of, lahavdil bein hatameh v'hatar. Number three, livdok b'simanei chagavim, to check the kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers. When we're in the store and we check if something's kosher, that's a kiyum partial of this Rambam. And number four, livdok b'simanei dagim, lahavdil bein tameh l'tahar. You have to check That's a separate mitzvah aseh daraisa. The Magen Mishnah quotes this, can't really believe it, that it's a separate mitzvah, Magen Mishnah. Farizek ki'ilu ba'u mitzvos aseh al minias ha'asuros. It's like there's an aseh about preventing isurim. Be'inyin atzivui ki'minia mimalacha b'yamim ha'makudashim. He says it's similar to not doing malacha. Not doing malacha. The mitzvah is not saying not to do a malacha on Shabbos. Shabbason. That's an exact parallel. So that's what he's saying. This is also an exact parallel. You can't eat not kosher, so, you know, you check. It's a little different, though. It's a little different. It is a mitzvah, as I say. The Sefer HaChinuch takes this very literally. The Sefer HaChinuch, just one of the four. He quotes all four. But the Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Nun Gimel, he quotes this. Kuf Nun Gimel is the one about... Kuf Nun Gimel is the one relating to... Which one is this? Kuf Nun Gimel is Behema Vachaya. That's the first one. And he quotes Mishar Shia Mitzvah. He quotes how careful we have to be. This might be a Siyag Daraisa. But what's crucial for the, in the Chinuch is his last line there. He says, V'noheges b'chol makom v'chol zman, v'zachar min hakevus, v'imavar aleha, v'lo badak. What happened if somebody eats, he didn't check. But it was kosher. It was a kosher animal. I just didn't check. Ella sherabo simen echad v'samach ala ba'achah mimena. Af api shematza achar kein sheheter achal, bitel asei zesh al bidikas asimanim. An unbelievable chiddush. You will mevatel a mitzvah asei. If I ate an animal without checking its simanim, and it was kosher, did I do anything wrong? I was mevatel a mitzvah asei. The mitzvah asei is not just to make sure. And if I didn't do anything wrong, it's just an extra precaution. No, it's a separate mitzvah aseh, the Rambam and the Chinuch count. That's an important, crucial line in the Chinuch. Okay, Vaito, let's continue. First line. Boy, Rava, says Rava, Hare alai ola, v'hifrishor uba acher v'ganav. Somebody says, I hereby promise to bring a carbon ola. They don't specify which animal they're going to have to bring. I promise to bring an ola. And then they separate a shor, and then a ganav comes and steals the shor. Mi patern ganav nafshe mi bekeves, does the ganav have to pay back a shor? He stole a shor. Does he have to pay back a shor? Because after all, the person who was mafresh this animal didn't have to be mafresh a shor. Right? Because he just said, Hare alai ola. So what's the machlokas being referred to here? The following. It's not the Mishnah says, Hare alai ola. If somebody says, I promise to bring an ola, which animal do you have to bring? Yavi keves. The Tanakhama says you have to bring a sheep. And Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Yavi taro ben Yonah. You can bring a bird. So in our case, they both say, you don't have to bring a para. So if I steal a para, do I have to bring the para back? My, mi amrinan shame ola kabali labe. Do I say, well, the person was just makabal an ola on himself, and therefore, I could give back a keves or a Torah ben Yona. And therefore, that's all you have to bring back. O dilma no. Matzi amar le'ano mitzvah min amufchar be'ino l'mevet. No, I was mafresh a huge animal, because I want to do a mitzvah min amufchar. And therefore, you have to pay me back a shor, because that's the carbon I want to bring. Baser di baya hader pashit. See, after Rava asked his kasha, he answered it, ganav pater asmo bekeves l'rabanan, polasof l'baz ben azariah. He thinks he does not have to give back a shor. Just give back the lower level, animal. And Ravacha, breder avika masner l'behedya. He learned it explicitly, not just as a question and an answer. Amar Rava, Rava made the statement. Hare alai ola v'hifrish shor, uba acher v'ganvo, patar atzvo v'keves l'rabanan, uba olas ha'of, l'ablazar ben Azariah. Right, that's the, lamaisa, what we paskin. The Ravid here has two limitations on this whole discussion here. Number one, it's only if the ox is not there anymore. If the ox is there, you for sure have to give back the ox. If the ganav still has the ox and he wasn't konet bishinui or anything. If the ox is there, you have to give back. I can't just keep the ox and say, okay, I'm giving you a sheep instead. Number one. Number two, this is only for the kefel. For the keren, you have to give back whatever was stolen. For the kefel part of it, says the Ravid, the buy is only on the kefel, but not for the keren. The keren, you look at exactly what was stolen. And what was stolen? A shor was stolen. If a shor was stolen, then a shor has to be given back. Diladas Rabbi Shimon kami boile ulutashlam kefel abaylim, says the Ravid. Dilainyan hetish vandai shoru mishalim sharizik shor avo kefel shumishan the baylim shari mi beisish karina bay. Right, that's the whole shiloh. So number one, only if it was avad, and number two, there's a chilik between the kefel and the Karen. The Achronim here discuss related issues related to this question. For example, the Maariv Chayis here discusses the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. He quotes the Chacham Tzvi discusses. Let's say somebody steals an esrog mehudar. Does he, and then something happens. Does he have to give back an esrog mehudar or just an esrog kasher? Right? Does he have to give back the what exactly he stole? Or he could be yotze. He could be yotze. Is it the Chacham Tzvi quotes earlier achronim that he could just give back a regular kosher esrog, and the Chacham Tzvi himself does not like it. He says, what do you mean? He wants to do a super mitzvah. And if he has an esrog, he spent money on esrog mehudar, then he has to give back an esrog mehudar. If you look also here in the Maariv Chayis, he quotes that Chacham Tzvi, he quotes the Maharamintz, right, that's the tshuva that was quoted in the Chacham Tzvi, to be shekana esrog, but hadar adam yekarim, v'shiu la'acher, you lent it to somebody, got lost, the mati pater nafshi be'esrog kasher, av v'shina hadar karkach, v'chacham tzvi hi sigalov, no, the kandlo ipsido mamon, mashenkin be'esrog, over here, in our case, it's a karban issue. How much you have to pay for a carbon? But there was mafsin mamon. Mashekin esrog, Eloi wrote a limkaroso. If I wanted to sell the esrog, I could fetch a high price. Mashekin here. Right, so different discussions. How far do you take this in this regard? The Chashuk Echemet also discusses here a related issue. Somebody, there was a certain minion that they made in a certain community to try to for Kiruv. And they get people to come for a Friday night davening, people who aren't yet frum, and they come to davening, and they have some wine and mizonos, because they know they're not going to have another meal, but they come for the Friday night davening. At least they should be yotze, you know, kiddush, and kiddush makam suda. So there was one of the ba'alei makolet, one of the storekeepers, that said, you know what, this is a great mitzvah, I'm going to give all the wine. He gave all these fancy wines to the place in order to use for the mitzvah. And whoever he gave it to, you know, left it in the car, and it was too hot. Basically, the wine turned, and the wine got ruined. So the guy says, you're right, I'm responsible, but I don't have to give back all the fancy wine. I'll give back regular wine. I'll give grape juice. I have to give back even better wine. So do you compare this to the case of the esrog? Do you compare this to the case of the karban? Right, what's the case here? So, observers in quotes our discussion, Gemara, Maharamins, Chacham Tzvi, all of those, and he says, maybe you would say this is Machlokes, Chacham Tzvi and the Maharamins. But he says, Lamaisa, he Lachara would have to pay with a better wine. Because, Me'achar, Va'atorim, Rotsa, Lakaris, Zamas Paulim, he Davka gave the better wine, because he thinks better wine would give people even a better feeling for Judaism and for Yahadus. So that's why you have to do that, number one. Number two, that's only where you were involved in a specific mitzvah item. This isn't a mitzvah item. It's wine that's going to be used for the mitzvah, but it's not the same like an esrog or a karban. So therefore, you look at it more as a dini mamonis, and therefore, you would have to pay the higher amount of wine. Okay, a lot more, but let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Machro chutz me'echad mi'me'a shabo. Let's say, getting back to tzvichu mechira, right? You sell, but you leave out, you sell 99%. You leave out 1%. Echad mimeya shebo. Or, oshaisalabo shutfis. Or, you steal an animal that you are a shutif in before you stole it. Right? So then, again, all these are going to be putter. Hashochiv nislavla biyada. What if you didn't do a proper shchita? Became a nevela. Right? You tried to shecht, but you didn't do the shchita. Nocher. Vahama'aker. Or, you know, some other way that you kill the animal without shechting. Meshan dashlume kefal, vein meshan dashlume dalavahei. Dalavahei is dafke if you do a shchita, at least a maisa shchita. Right, we had a machlokas earlier, tanoim, whether you need a shchita re'uya or not, machlokas would be shimin and the tanakama, but you at least need a maisa shchita. You need a maisa shchita, and therefore if you don't have a maisa shchita, you just have a maisa of nevela, of nechira, so then it wouldn't be chiyav dalavahei. So, what does it mean that you left out 1%? Right? What does that mean? What kind of mechira was that? Amarav, so we'll have three or four different pshatim. Number one, Amarav, chutz midavar haniter imo b'shchita. You left out something, the case of the Mishnah was if you sold, right? You sold 99% of it. So now the Gemara is saying you compare the halacha of selling and the halacha of shechting. What does it mean? You left that 1%? You left that 1% of part of the animal that needs shechita to be matured, like the flesh of the animal, the meat of the animal. But let's say you left out skin or the horns. that would not be an exclusion, that would not be something that is left out. Rav is comparing, we'll see what the sources of all these are, comparing the Mechira and the Shechita. V'levi amar no, chutz migizoseh, even if you just left out some of its shearings. V'chein tanya b'mastisa, chutz migizoseh. So, Rav and Levi. Meisvei, machra chutz miyada, chutz meragla, chutz mikarna, chutz migizoseha, eino meshada shlumidala vehei. Right, first daya sounds like Levi. But if you leave out anything, even its horns and its gizos, that's not a mechira. You're not chayav dala vehei. Rebbe Amar, a third daya, dover ha ma'akev b'shchita, eino meshada shlumidala vehei. Something that is ma'akev b'shchita. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Rashba. Let's do Rashi. Rashi. Davar. She'im nital heimena na'as bispo nevela mechayim. Any part of the animal that if you would take it out, it would be a nevela mechayim. Meaning it would already be called a trefa. Could go in veshet, okana. It has a problem with one of its major organs. So that's what's being referred to. Davar hama'akev v'shchita. One of its vital organs. If you leave that out of the mechira, if you leave out something that's not ma'akev, right, a hand or something, that is a third idea. The Rashba here discusses the relationship between nevela and trefa, a topic that we said we've touched on before. Also, the Asvin Daraisin Klal Tezayin discusses this, and Reb Chaim, they say this was his bar mitzvah drasha, the relationship between trefa and nevela, right? Usually we say there are two different things. Nevela is an animal died without shechita. Trefa, it had a shechita, but it had some other problem with it. But Achronim say, no, maybe not. Maybe trefa means it wasn't shechted legabe heterachila, right? Was it a shechita or not? So we would have thought, yes, that's the simple interpretation. But there are rayas that there's more of an affinity between a trefa and nevela, and really trefa means there's no shchita legabe this the heter. Right? There can be mitzari if the Mishnah is discussed in Zerayim. But either way, not for now. But that the Rashba relates to that here, and the Asvin Daraisa and others. Vayter, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, fourth approach, chutz mikarna, eino meshad lashlum midala vehei. Excluding its horn, no dala vehei. Chutz migizo seha, meshad lashlum midala vehei. If you leave out its shearings, you do pay dala vehei. So altogether, we had four different opinions. So the Gemara says now, bishlamo la Levi katanakama. Levi and the Tanakama work out. That's basically, if you exclude anything, you're putter. Elala Rav kaman amri. Who does Rav hold like? Rav said, only meat. Right, davar hanitar imo b'shchita. So Rav Damreki Aitana. Oh, there's another opinion that holds like Rav, that Rav could hold like Titania. Let's quote the Brisa again, which has some overlap. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Machra Chutz Miyada Chutz Miragla Eino Meshan Dashlum Midala Vehei. If you leave out a hand or a leg, you don't pay. Chutz Mikarna Chutz Migizoseh Meshan Dashlum Midala Vehei. So that's similar to Rav. So my kamiflagi, right? What is the root of the machlokas here in all these opinions? Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama in the Brisa who says like Levi, right? Basically includes anything. Vitavcho kulo ba'inan, umachro kulo ba'inan. If you leave anything out, it's not a full mechira, and therefore you're going to be putted al vehei. V'Rebbe Savar, Rebbe who said opinion number three, it has to be a vital organ. Vitavcho midi dahave betficha, lafuke midi dahave betficha. Right, by Tobeach, you have to shecht it totally, right? And we compare, excluding something that does not require, that is not required in the Tvicha, Umachro Dumi, the Tvicha, and Mechira is compared. So just like Tvicha requires all the vital organs to be intact, so to Mechira has to include all the vital organs. If it doesn't, then you're Pater. For Reb Shimon ben Elazar Savar, the fourth opinion, how can you be mechalik between horns and shearings? Karna de lo lemigze kaima, horns that are not meant, they're not ome to be cut off, havi shiur. V'she'ena mashan tashlo medala vehei. So they're not meant to be cut off, so they're part of the animal. So if you leave them out, you're putter from dala vehei. Gizo seha de lo megas kaimi, but shearings, that's meant to be shorn off of the set. So lo avi shiur. So if you exclude them, that's not called a shiur. Meshan dashlumi dalav vehei, and you can spill pay dalav vehei. So we explained shita 2, 3, and 4, but we still have not explained the first opinion, right? Rav ve'idach tana devei Rabbi Yishmael devei Rabbi Shimon Elazar Savar, the tana that we said Rav holds like. What's his basis? Yada v'raglav detzrichi tvicha havi shiur. For lo meshan dashlumi dalav vehei. Any part of the animal that requires shchita, like basar, like yadayim raglayim, that is that cannot be left out. But the horns or the shearings do not require tvicha. That's not called a shear. Fine. Kasha, the Shimon Elazar, the Shimon Elazar. But the problem is, along the way, we quoted two brises, two different shitas in the name of Reb Shimon Elazar. Trei Tanoi, by the way, the Shimon Elazar. Two different opinions within Reb Shimon Elazar. Period. End of that section. Finally. Tanu Rabbanon, last section for today, Hagonev Kitas Vesachigeris. If somebody steals an animal that is Kitas, it already is, it's missing a leg. Vesachigeris, or it's a lame animal. Shidin Kubesa says Kitas is the main chiddush here. Vesasuma, the animal's blind. Vachin Hagonev Eimas HaShutfin. Or you steal a behema of Shutfin, Chayiv. In all those cases, you're still Chayiv. So what? It belonged to two people. So what? It was missing a leg to begin with. We'll get back to that. V'shutfin shagan bupaturin. But partners that stole are pater. What's the case? You have one partner that made the other one a shliach, and remember we said the shlichus of varavera by tvich and mechira. So the Gemara says, but 1 minute, v'ratan yeshutfin shagan buchayavin. We have a machlokas, two different brises. One brise says, shutfin that steal pater, one says, shutfin that steal chayiv. Amar av nachmin lo kasha, kan b'shutav shagana mechavero, kan b'shutav shagana me'alma. One shutfin that steals from his friend is pater. One shuta that steals from others, from outside, from the world, meaning, and both shutfim were really involved, so that's when they're going to be chayiv. One shuta does the actual stealing, but one shuta makes the other one the partner. So in that case, they're going to be chayiv. Fine. Eisvei. Let's just finish this and we'll make a comment. Eisvei, Rav Lor of Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, that's how you answer the stira between the brises? Again, two brises. One says partners that steal putter. One says partners that steal chayiv. So what do we say? Oh, the case of putter is one partner stealing from the other partner. That's when you're putter, because he owns part of it. The other one is where two partners steal from someone else. So is that really true? Yachol shutef shagana mechaveiro, v'shutfin shaganvu yu chayavin. You might think partners that steal, they'll be chayav, tamalomar, v'tavchol kulo bina v'leka. So you see in the second line that shutfin shaganvu are going to be putter. So you can't say that that's the case that the brisa says chayav.
We're
talking about the tvicha, meaning they both stole it together. But now, one case is where the tvicha was done in consonance and with the permission and with the acknowledgement of the other one, then they're both going to be chayav d'alvehei. And the other one is where he did it by himself. And therefore, he's not going to be chayav dal v'hei. Right? There is shlichus of devar aveira here by tvicho mechira. That's one of the three exceptions, as we said. But if he did it without his friend's knowledge, only he's going to be chayav dal v'hei and not his friend. Period. I guess we'll stop by the word boy. We'll have to continue. But just one interesting point. So if we think about it, what did the Gemara say? If I sell an animal and I leave out a leg, it could be that I'm not going to be chayav for mechira. But if I steal an animal without a leg and I sell it, I'm going to be chayav dal v'hei. What's the difference? The answer is if I sold everything that's there. If the animal is missing a leg, but that's the whole animal. That's how I got it. So I'm going to be chayav dal v'hei for that. Mashen kein, if I have the whole animal and I just leave out the leg. I saw the Sharam Sian of Halacha amazingly connects this to a tshuva that we mentioned many, I don't think recently. We mentioned this in Brachas Dav Gimel. I don't know if we mentioned it since then. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva about Lechem Mishnah. About Lechem Mishnah, about is it better, let's say I'm in the dining room and I know I have one challah in the kitchen. Is it better to bring out the challah or have one challah and don't have Lechem Mishnah, or to cut the challah in half? Or let's say I have one challah in front of me, should I cut it in half to have Lechem Mishnah, or is it better to have one? So the Netziv has a tshuva, it depends how it comes befanecha. If it comes to you as one whole challah, that's one, you're not supposed to cut it. But if you have two slices of bread, two slices of challah left over before, so that could be two for you. It depends how it's bala fanecha. And the Netziv uses that in the Tshuva, the Meshav Davar, to explain why we do yachatz so much earlier in the Seder, not right before Moti Matzah. But the Sharam HaSanah Balacha connects this to this Gemara, about if the animal comes befanecha without a leg, that's it. That's the whole animal in this regard. If it comes to you as a whole animal, so you can't leave out a leg. Can't leave out a leg. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue by the Shem next time with Bo'i Reb Yirmiyah, and tomorrow we get into the difference between Gedev and Gzela. That's the Gemara Baba Kama Ayin Tes. But as Hashem, we'll stop here.